Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 82 of IGEL Weekly. I'm your host, Andy Whiteside. I've got Chris Feeney with me. Chris is one of the sales engineers, solution architects working on the channel side at IGEL. Probably doesn't need an introduction at this point, but I do it anyway. Chris, how's it going?
It's going well, man. It's summertime has arrived, although we've had, as you know, North Carolina, we'll get the humidity, but it's been cool in the morning, unusually cool, even late into June. But now it's here. Hot. And now it's not. The humidity arrived this weekend. So
yeah, I went. I've got this Jeep, and I put a top on it, a bikini top, and I was out there last night making some adjustments to it. I was out there 5 minutes, and I was just sweating. It was so hot.
Yeah,
it's humid.
But yeah, it's arrived, and it's interesting. I was like, I was on the road quite a bit earlier this year, up until about mid-May, and now it's kind of like slowed down.
Yeah,
but just in time for summer vacations. So,
well, it sounds like you just got back from the beach. How did that go?
Good, not long enough. It was probably just 4 or 5 days, but it worked out well. My daughter came back from an internship, and so she was overseas, and so we were able to get her from Chicago when she came back into the States down there, and that was nice. Gave her a couple of days of, you know, recovery, relaxation, and then on to the next. You know, get back in the truck and drive home. So,
yeah,
but it was South Carolina's, you know, place you love, Charleston area, and it's hard to leave that area in general.
Yeah, I plan to spend some portion of the next piece of my life down there. I don't know, 10, 20 weeks a year. It's awesome.
Awesome.
Well, you brought a blog. Let me give the title of it. It's Pride in Partnership, Introducing the Next Chapter of IGEL Ready. It was written by Divya Sagar on June 12th of this year, 2023. You know, I did not know what you were going to bring to cover today, but I love the fact that we're talking about the IGEL Ready program, because if you want to elevate IGEL and show the differentiation between all the other thinner OS products out there, and I'm specifically leaving out the word thin client because that's a big misnomer these days. It's not the hardware is the hardware. It's the operating system is what makes it a smarter, fitter, thinner, better client for delivered computing. It's the IGEL Ready program that really says the most about where IGEL is a leader in the space, and that you don't have to go into it. Hey, I wonder how I'm going to solve this or this and this, and is it going to be supported? You go right to the IGEL Ready page. And you'll have your answer without having to guess.
Yeah, no, and the new logo design, they actually unveiled it at Nashville and Disrupt, and then it kind of highlights really, you know, what you were just saying. At the center is the operating system, but around it are the key partnerships that have been with IGEL for a while, but also some of the emerging things that are beginning to happen, especially as we begin shifting towards Cosmos and the OS 12 platform.
I'm doing a little test here. I'm going to go to ChatGPT. I'm going to log in, and I'm going to ask it to tell me about the IGEL Ready program.
That's give it a shot. I've been trying some out. It's actually been quite surprised with the results I get.
Let's see what we get. Of course, I've taken us on a little caveat here, so I have to fill some
live. Dip. Well, we've had a logo change, so that's a new slight change, and so let's see what ChatGPT has to say. A 200 words. Or less.
Right, so what I did was tell me about the IGEL Ready program in 200 words or less. Let's see what we get. I mean, sure, we don't have to think. We just ask the stupid thing. The IGEL Ready program's partnership initiative launched by IGEL Technology, leading provider of next-gen endpoint, aims to create a collaborative ecosystem, keyword ecosystem, of technology partners who can seamlessly integrate their software applications with IGEL endpoints. I don't have to read anymore. What that first paragraph said, which I don't know where it got that. Maybe it took it off the website or a partner's website or whatever, but that's what IGEL Ready is. And the fact that IGEL knows this and is invested in that is, well, it's leading in our space.
watching that happen live, that was pretty cool. It is interesting, right? So yeah, I'm sure it pulled sources from the intranet, websites, whatever. But yeah, that first paragraph summary really kind of nails it.
Well, I haven't read this fourth paragraph yet, but I see how it starts. It says, for iGEL customers, which is what's important here, the iGEL Ready program extends their software choices, empowering them to leverage a wide range of verified and capable applications on their iGEL managed endpoint. It simplifies the deployment and management of third-party software, enhancing the user experience and productivity. I don't know where it got that, but that's exactly what my brain thought, but probably couldn't say that succinctly.
Yeah, no, definitely. The wordsmithing on that particular paragraph, sentence, whatever, is very well done. And that really sums it up. It really is about, if we want to go with plug and play, making sure that it just works, right? Obviously, there's some configuration that goes on depending on what you're trying to set up or enable. But once all that's squared away, if needed, just plug and play. And that's what you want from the type of partnerships that we have in the system.
So we work with other thin client software providers and Windows, and even Windows. I mean, the chances of it working are yes, but it won't be because Windows said, yes, this will work. It'll be because the ecosystem vendor says it'll work. And then there's other thinner softwares based on Linux. And their answer to that question is, yeah, it should work. Go ahead. You try it. You figure it out. Let us know. That's not good enough.
No. And it is not good enough. And this program is designed to kind of help, you know, have a process where somebody can come in and usually it's customer driven. They have something they would like you to work with, and that always helps. Sometimes it's more proactive, kind of we sense the market opportunity and let's collaborate here together. And as that happens, you get customer feedback on what you end up doing or not doing or whatever, you know, from a roadmap or feature supportability thing. And that's still ongoing. Like, for example, Citrix is our longest probably vendor in this type of program. And we still are adding a feature functionality to in collaboration with Citrix and their Workspace app. You know, I think a lot of that is driven by parity with the Windows version of it, but it's still ongoing after 20 years.
Well, and that generally. Windows growth on the Citrix Workspace app side that bleeds over into Linux and others, that's all customer-driven asks. I mean, maybe they're coming up with some things that people didn't think about, but at the same time, most of that's coming from customers say, hey, I like this. I could do more with it if it would just do this. They make that work. Shows up on the Linux Workspace app. That ends up in iGEL because iGEL is adopting the Citrix Workspace app for Linux. And next thing you know, one example of how this ecosystem comes together.
Yeah. Well, it's also a testament to the growth of iGEL and becoming more comfortable in the endpoint, you know, and you see this with any platform that ends up growing, you know, and becoming ubiquitous, if you will, but that's the right word. But as more people start using it, it's going to drive adoption of new things. Right. And, you know, and where the workspace, we've talked about this, where the workspaces are being delivered from, you know, from a browser, from an actual client that has peripheral support for whatever, you know, but the endpoint itself, the OS is simplified. I just want it to work and provide that native experience at the end of the day. So, but yeah, there's two levels to this program. I think in the first section of this, kind of highlighting those.
Chris, before you go there, does Divi explain why the program needed to evolve in this blog?
I think it was right in the first paragraph there. We've, you know, at this point completely exited our hardware business. The only thing we have left as far as iGEL hardware is the whatever was left in inventory, which is beginning to, you know, get lower. We've shifted. Already last year, a year ago, we shifted to the subscription model, which is now the main thing. But and then with the onslaught of launching the Cosmos platform, really kind of there was an opportunity to focus on sort of what we saw. We had some of these were legacy partnerships, I would say, that maybe signed in, but now we're kind of shifting. And the focus is becoming more on that OS and clearly a right up front is what does that OS live on an operating, a piece of hardware? What are those And then as Cosmos OS 12, there's a shift there because we're moving to an app model. So I think all that happening, right, they wanted to kind of make some changes there to kind of highlight, you know, who as far as OS 11 as well as OS 12. And that's kind of what this shift was about.
Yeah. Okay. So she goes through and lists out some bullets around what's changing. The first one is new iGel ready program levels. Tell us what that means.
So we had previous levels. This is really just iGel ready and iGel ready certified. I think the lower end iGel ready is more like a self-certification type thing. We give you some information how to go through and do a self-check of how to work with iGel, whatever it might be. iGel ready certified is, you know, you're working more directly with iGel and our hardware team, for example, or the software team. There's more involved at that part of the program, right? Where you're working directly with iGel's engineering team on a regular basis and also on a roadmap of things. So I think it used to be three levels when it first launched, and it switched to two, and now these are the re-emerged two versions of the program.
Yeah. Okay. I gotta rewind a bit, and something you said, which is right, but I want to clarify for our listeners. Mm-hmm. The hardware business only exists in two places that I know of. Well, hold on. It only exists in one place that I know of, which is the UD Pocket, right? The UD Pocket is the only hardware you guys still actually produce. Is that true?
So there's also a change there. Technically, yes. That's not going away. There'll be an option there for the UD Pocket. I think where it's either being manufactured from, maybe the same place, but how it's going to be available inventory wise, but that'll be an option, you know, where, you know, it'll be an iGel device. Like, where's this UD Pocket? I've got one right here, for example. But yeah, that'll still be technically the iGel hardware, if you will, outside of the other partnerships we've got. So that's definitely not going away.
Yeah. And then there are other trusted ecosystem partners like a Lenovo, like an LG, like an In Computing, and others that will keep making, they'll be making hardware that has iGel pre-installed on it. So the hardware options there, it's just not from iGel specifically.
Right. Yeah. And what's really some of probably already knew, shipping from the factory now, preloaded with iGel. And in many cases, there's certain SKUs that you can order, and they come with iGel, a version of iGel, whatever it might be, that has already been certified to work on that platform. And certainly the option of shipping without an OS on it. But if that happens, you need to make sure, like, okay, this is the Lenovo laptop I've got, or LG, what version of iGel should install on this one? And that's where you can go and kind of check and confirm which one it was, I guess, officially qualified on, if you want to use that word. So.
Okay. So going back to the bullets here, the first one's a new program. It's going to have two levels, ready and certified ready. So let me make sure I understood what you said there. So mm-hmm. Ready means iGel's given the vendor, ecosystem vendor, a list of things to do to self identify as ready. And then, so what is ready certified mean?
So in that situation, it's an advanced level of the program where you're working directly, the vendor, as well as with iGel engineering, on either, it could be a hardware level or software level. There's two different sort of categories there. And also, there's a notation on the software side that if there's an app that's going into the portal, there's some collaboration there on helping get that app built in such a way that it's, you know, been iGel approved or whatever like that. So okay. It's hard to read that graphic, by the way. I need to zoom in on that with my eyes.
Try that. So it says software integrated into iGel firmware. So that would be
OS 11, for example.
And then published on the app portal. So software integration into iGel firmware, new. Okay, so you got integration into the firmware, which isn't these days very often, if at all.
Yeah, that would be at this point, anything going into OS 11 would probably be very little. It would be more focused on OS 12.
So from the software side, it's all about the app portal and being certified to go into the portal, because we don't want bad stuff going in there. We don't want stuff that doesn't work. We don't want malicious stuff. And on the hardware side, it says device tested in-house, hardware identification with IGEL OS, enhanced co-marketing and business development opportunities, and joint innovative solutions and competitive advantage.
Right. So definitely more of a collaborative partnership, not just on the technical side, but also on the sales and marketing of those devices and their availability and feature functionality. And there's quite a bit. Yeah.
Would it be fair to say that the first one is 100% free and the second one costs money? So somebody's going to invest the money, whether it's IGEL or the partner or both?
There's cost to both to entry. Obviously, the one on the right, the Ready Certified, is more involved in terms of commitment. I don't know what that is, but there is a cost there.
Yeah.
So,
all right. So the next bullet goes back to the app portal start. It's a faster path to IGEL Ready Certified. And when I see that, the first thing I think about is the path to get into the app portal is probably much faster than the path to get into the firmware from the previous days. So it's probably a win-win for both parties.
Yeah, definitely. You know, what I've seen in my tenure is an integration might start with a custom partition, for example. An example of that would be Liquidware. They used to have a thing where we'd do the custom partition that would report analytics into their system. That got integrated into IGEL 3 something years ago. I think it was at the beginning of 2020 now. And it was just plug and play at that point. It was there. So that, how long it took to go from there to actually in the firmware, I don't know exactly what it was, but yeah, a lot of it is figuring that out and then getting into the cycle and the release cycle, the testing and all that. So eventually you target a version where it's going to be available. Going forward, that model obviously shifts to the app portal.
Yeah. Okay. And then refresh to branding is probably the third, maybe not the most important bullet, but you know, as somebody who thinks marketing is key to everything, there's something there for sure.
Yeah, I think obviously with the change to the portal, sort of having a new logo that maybe better identifies with regard to this program, especially if whether it's a piece of hardware or it's the software in that showcase. So, yeah. And you can, here's an example of an LG all-in-one, for example, that is now with that new logo.
Yeah. I mean, look, it's important that we identify these things and do the process, but also market where things stand. And so I guess in the showcase where you guys show on your website who's certified ready and who's ready, this gives you a chance to elevate or, you know, draw attention to those that have gone through with the program at the highest levels.
Yeah. I think I look at it as like, there's, if you look at where we started with these hardware vendors, in terms of the, we had already had a long list of devices that we could repurpose or had gone through some official or semi-official validation. But since that's taken off the last couple of years, I mean, if you go there now and you're looking, I mean, you'll be blown away by how many Lenovo devices or LG devices or HP. I mean, there's a variety of different options. All based on different types of use cases, right? From mobile thin clients with laptop form factors to the all-in-one 24-inch, like you see here, designed for specific industries in some cases. So knowing that depending on your industry, right, there's options, whether you take what you had and you leverage those for a while and then they eventually go away to, you know, we're going to focus on this particular vendor and, you know, we'll get 6-7 years out of this device, potentially, whatever. So,
right. Okay. So we've pretty much covered the article and the idea. Chris, I'm going to put you on the spot here. Tell me about a ecosystem vendor that was not IGEL ready before that you engaged, that IGEL'd in, and the vendor both stepped up to get certified, get on the ready list, and how that helped the customer.
That's a great question. I think I'll just go with one of my favorite examples. I helped a little bit, but not tremendously, but, the headset, right? This EPOS setup, right? We had, I first met these folks in 2021. So they were early part of the program. And I had heard that they were Agile Ready certified or like that. And so I engaged like, okay, how does your stuff work? We've got this go in checkbox, but how does all that work? And so I kind of forced the conversation with their product management team and ours because there was a lack of information on how to piece it all together. And so we kind of went down that path. And then that turned into, we were on a training call internally and said, can we live literally set this up right now? Because I'd like to be able to tell the whole story, right? Because EPOS has not just great hardware, they can update their hardware, firmware, or whatever, just like Agile can remotely. So on that call, we went through and I had an instance of their management stuff set up and I had my stuff set up and they walked me through how to do that. And it was collaborative in nature. Everybody kind of learned from the experience. And then we kind of documented how it works. And, you know, it's plug and play. It literally it's, you know, once you have that set up, you know, you can push out updates to their stuff and, you know, good to go. So that's just one example. One of my favorites, cause I love their stuff. They got a ton of great use cases with different headsets and stuff. So that's one. And I hope that I don't know where they are on this new certified program. They are. Oh, they already are. Yeah, I see them there at the bottom of the logo. So yeah. That's good to see.
Well, EPOS is a great example. EPOS, however you want to say it. They're a great example of somebody who IGEL and the vendor, in this case, the ecosystem vendor, they both understand the value in making this work and work better and work natively and work in such a way the end user experience goes up right away. That's a great example of the program. And we have tons of customers we interact with and they say, well, I can't use IGEL. I can't use a virtual desktop or both because of the echo. And I'm like, did you even try anything other than the cheapest headset you could get? And like, no, we bought the cheapest headsets. It's like, well, okay, that's the problem. You can't just go buy the cheapest.
Yeah. Well, there's an example. We had a customer, I was on vacation. This thing blew up, right? You get somebody sends an email and it's like, what is the issue? Well, it turns out, and they didn't describe what the problem actually was. It was they were using Bluetooth, whatever, but using AirPods to try to then have a Teams or a Zoom call. Like, they didn't really think to tell the end user that that's probably not the best option, you know? And it would be very simple just to plug and play one of these devices in, and then you're all set and you're good to go. But so, probably some education there on several sides, but you know, this is why Apple is not part of necessarily the program, but EPOS or somebody else is, because it's designed to work and have that, you know, I'm going to recommend this thing. And yeah, you know, we already know that it's going to work, that particular device or headset or whatever software integration. So,
and if it doesn't work, EPOS, IGEL are both going to step up and make it work because they said it would work and it's been certified. Maybe you got a corner use case that's unique and, you know, we told you it's going to work. Now let's go figure out why it's not working. Chances are it's going to work, but if it doesn't, we're going to help you fix it.
Yeah. So that's a great example.
Well, Chris, I know, I love talking about the IGEL Ready program. It's when I do my presentations, it's one of the things I highlight the most because it really does tell the story, kind of like ChatGPT said. It's good for the vendors. It's good for the customers. User experience is important.
You should post that response that it typed up.
Want to add?
Well, just say you should post that response that chat wrote up when you put out your posting on the, you know, I asked ChatGPT that the IGEL Ready program, and this is what it said. Yeah, now listen to the podcast. So
I'll post it on social media. That's a great one.
Really, you should probably ask it to write a song for us too. I've seen that too. That's always interesting what comes out of ChatGPT. So.
Yeah, that could be fun. All right, Chris. Well, it's good talking to you again, and I'm sure we'll be in the community podcast. I think are going really strong with Barry and Seb. I think maybe you're joining some of those, but you know, we'll do another corporate one here in a few weeks.
All right. Take care.
All right. Thanks.